All right, well, I want to get straight to it. We've got a great morning ahead of us. Today marks the launch of Serve Stellenbosch for us here at NewGen. What a wonderful moment. And I want to start off by reminding us that right now, today, as we're sitting here in our building, there are people who are overlooked, people who are abused, people who are abandoned, hungry, destitute, immigrants far from home, people who've been denied justice and are suffering from every conceivable ill that mankind can do to mankind. And we're praying that with this launch today, that there's meaningful links for you. And by you, I mean, yes, you. Yes, me. Say me.
Me.
There's meaningful links for me to organizations who are already doing profound work in our space here in Stellenbosch. And this is what we're praying. There's two prayers that have been on my lips. The first one is this, that God would get behind our defenses. God would get behind the defenses of our hearts. Our racism, your racism, it's there. I know it's there. It's here in me. Our longing for personal comfort, for personal convenience, our ability to walk past the most destitute person and come up with some reason why we shouldn't help them and why somehow they deserve it. God wants to get into these areas of our hearts. And then secondly, the other thing that we're praying is that God would profoundly impact the people's lives that we want to reach. This is not about a launch. This is not about some event here today. This is about people who are broken, desperately needing Jesus and practical help in their lives. And we're unashamedly going to be going all through this morning and as we continue on this journey. We're going for physical needs and helping people, but we're going for the heart. Matthew chapter 16 verse 26 says this, "For what will it profit a man," and you can put "all woman," "if he gains the whole world and yet forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul?" And so if we think about the story of the Good Samaritan, the parallel for me is that we would bind up the wounds and put a splint on his leg and then leave him on the side of the road. That would be unthinkable. We have to put him on our donkey and take him to the innkeeper, right? And the innkeeper is Jesus Christ. That's the great innkeeper. And so we want to feed people. We want to put shoes on people's feet. We want to educate people. We want to help people and all of these wonderful things. But that is not where the battle ends. We unashamedly want to declare again this morning that Jesus Christ is the only thing that can bring true reconciliation and true healing in Stellenbosch and beyond. Can I have an amen for that? We're going to watch a quick video just orientating us around some of the process that we've been through in this morning's launch and the 2 years of thinking that have gone into this moment. So thanks, Deb, if you could run that for us.
There's a beautiful text in Luke 4 where Jesus announces himself to the Jewish world. He's in a synagogue and someone hands him a scroll, and this is what he read. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And all the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. You can kind of imagine being there in that moment. This man has basically said, "I'm the Messiah and I came to do justice in the world." Isaiah 42, a parallel text to the one I just read, speaks about Jesus coming to bring justice, the bringer of justice to the world. Many of us are far more familiar with terms when we think about Jesus of forgiveness and terms of grace, but less well accepted is this biblical teaching that a true experience of Christ, of knowing him in our own lives, brings an inevitable change toward justice in our world. Tim Keller, theologian, says it like this: there's a direct relationship between a person's grasp and experience of God's grace and his or her heart for justice and the poor. When you live in South Africa, it's pretty difficult not to notice the jarring disconnect between those who have and those who don't have. And on the surface, many think that this is just a finance issue, but in reality, this affects so many areas of a poor or a marginalized person's life. I mean, do you seriously want to tell me that a person from the street receives the same level of justice as a CEO? Statistically, poor people are robbed more frequently than those of wealth. This is one of the most common forms of injustice. And yet, when you think of police responding to these moments, do they respond quicker to a call from Dalsa or a call from Kayamandi? What does that have to do with me, you ask? Well, it has everything to do with you if you're a Christ follower. Just like our Savior said He came to do justice in this world, so we also are here to do justice in our world. So about 3 years ago, as elders, we took a decision to put aside a significant portion of New Gen's income so that we could do two things. One, we wanted to genuinely advance the gospel, not just in Stellenbosch, but beyond that as well. And then secondly, we wanted to help the marginalized, the people who no one else cares for in Stellenbosch. We quite quickly realized that it's a lot tougher than you would imagine to spend this money wisely in a way that models good stewardship. I mean, where do you begin? Which NGOs do you partner with? Who's taking you for a ride? Who's actually genuine? Who's really in need? About a year and a half ago, we asked 5 New Genners who are passionate about this area whether they would help us by putting a river banks in place, a kind of grid through which we could evaluate how to support existing organizations, how to come alongside them with volunteers and the areas where they needed support. These organizations are right here in Stellenbosch, where you live, where you work, so that we could hear testimonies of God doing things in our town. He's called us here for this moment. This is the space where God can get in and grip you, can grip me, can grip our hearts as we go in and see stuff which we've never seen before. God can come and do something miraculous and stirring inside of us.
On your way in, you should have received a gift pack. If you haven't, get one on your way out. And I just want to draw your attention quickly to 2 things in there. Firstly is this devotional booklet, an informational booklet is in your gift pack. Lachey and design team, Phoebe and the guys who put this together, it's just exceptional. Can we appreciate them and the wider launch team? And we realize that many people have never seriously engaged with what the scripture says around justice. And so what we've done is we've taken a devotional, actually it was written by Common Good, and it's a devotional which helps us to engage with different sections of scripture. So each day there's a text which you can read and think about and let God speak to you around. And then it ends with this question, how am I required to respond? These things of scripture ought to demand something changes in our lives. And so can I encourage you to commit with us on this 15-day journey starting tomorrow. It's 5 days a week. You can have a break on the weekends for 15 days. And I want to encourage you to join us. And it's 15 or 20 minutes a day that we're asking you to spend going through these verses and thinking about justice. And then secondly, in there, you'll find the 2 organizations that we're profiling today, Calling Education and Kula. You'll find flyers for them explaining what they do, a little bit more information. And then at the bottom is a perforated piece of paper. It says volunteer opportunities. Their tables are over here on my right. At the end, they're going to be there. Please go and flood them. Ask them any questions you want to ask them. And then tear this off and tick what you want to get involved in, and they'll contact you through this week. They'll tell us in a moment as well about some touch points. So we want to get you into these organizations to go and see what they do, because then it really starts to become alive for us. And so Calling Education and Kula will tell you about 2 opportunities coming up this week that you can go and see what they're doing in their organization. So without further ado, Verna, can I call you guys up? Calling Education, can we welcome them?
Please, you have a seat, and you guys can just stand.
Okay. Just wait. Wonderful. I'm on here as well. Okay. So I met Verena almost exactly a year ago. A year ago, next week, actually, we had our first coffee date, and he told me about a dream that he had for an education that is something I'd never heard of before or seen before, and that was just 1 year ago. And he was a head boy at Paul Roos, and then a teacher there for many years, and now he's the headmaster and a pioneer of Calling Education. And so we're honored to have you with us today, and we're so grateful that something that was a dream a year ago is today a reality. So tell us about it, and we'll hear from you.
Thank you so much, Paul, and thank you so much to all of you here today. I just want to start by really saying that again. Thank you. I cannot express how much this church has meant to us and gotten involved on every thinkable level, financially, from a volunteer point of view. We've got people in this church who work on a daily basis to make the school work, and people who come in to mentor in our Connect groups. So this church has been absolutely incredible. And Paul, I just want to thank you personally and you, Bates, for your incredible involvement. I cannot say it enough. It's been incredible. So I've asked Shlanshla and Aiden just to present you with a tie and a coffee mug. I know you drink coffee. I know you don't wear ties, but... So, yeah, look for an opportunity to wear it, Paul, or you can give it as a gift to someone else. Okay, so, but I will say a little bit more at the end for now. I'll let you speak to our one learner here, who's Kwesi Cummings. You will be answering two of your questions, and then we'll take it from there. Thanks, guys. You can sit down. Thank you.
Hello, Kwesi. Thank you so much. I'll try and figure out how this works. Kwesi, tell me, what makes the school so special for you?
As a learner, one of the things that make the school special for me is the self-paced learning. So what we have 30 tablets and we have 60 learners in the whole school. So 30 in each class. So what happens in the self-paced learning is that each learner sits with their tablet and then they have earphones and listen to tutoring, other tutors giving them maths, English and other subjects as well. So with that, it helps us to achieve more and work at our own pace. Like most of the time, we don't understand what's going on in class. And so we can go to the tablets and just listen and to what's our own level and what we understand at that level.
Wonderful. And Kwesi, I believe that, you know, education we know is so much more, but there's a ton more that needs to happen in order for our lives to really succeed. So tell me about the mentorship we saw in the video just now as well. Some of the guys, Bates and Jono, and some of our guys in groups with you guys. Tell us what that means for you and how that's impacting your life in the few months that you've been there.
I find that very special. I find that you won't find another opportunity like that so often. And what happens is that we have on Tuesdays Connect Group, where we can speak about our problems and the things that bother us, and most importantly about God and what we think. And he loves us, and yeah.
Wonderful. Varna, tell us more about how we can get involved. Thanks, Kwesi. Can we appreciate him? Takes a lot of courage. I think you have a future in public speaking, eh?
So, Paul, basically we're a low-fee independent school. We're asking a school fee of 6,000 Rand, which is a hugely innovative way of approaching school funding. But there's not a lot of time to explain that now. But we've got 60 boys, like you said, and we plan to grow by 60 each year and maybe even more in future. We want to do more schools. We have a vision of expanding the school chain to different towns even, and in Stellenbosch also to do more than what we're currently doing. So the vision for Stellenbosch is quite big. The way that people can get involved is, obviously, you've got your tear-off perforated piece of paper there, and on that you can tick which area interests you. There will be a lot of project management coming up as we look to improve our facilities, a lot of landscaping that needs to happen at the site. There's driving that needs to happen. There's prayer that needs to happen. In fact, this coming Tuesday evening at 6 o'clock, there'll be a prayer opportunity at the school. So we want to invite all of you, if you're interested, to come and pray at the school this coming Tuesday from 6 to 7. If you hand in your perforated slip and you tick prayer, we will make sure that you get the location of the site tomorrow. So please go to the info table afterwards, hand that in. At the info table also, you will find some ties. If you are a tie-wearing person, you can buy a tie there for any donation above 150 Rand. Otherwise, we make a loss. And you can have a look at our sports kit. There are some business cards there with our web address on if you want to go have a look at the website. And also, our bank details are on there if you're considering making a donation. And the learners and myself will be at the table afterwards if you want to have a chat. But mostly, I just want to thank you all for your incredible support. It's been mind-blowing how you have followed Christ in God is giving grace, and you guys have given us so much undeserved favor. So we thank you for that. And we're just going to conclude this information by showing you a short video about calling education, and hope to see you afterwards for a chat at our info table. Thanks, Paul.
I kind of feel like I'm at home. I kind of feel like I've been here a long time, and I think it's going to be great.
The environment feels safe and calm. I feel very excited. I feel over the top.
I'm feeling excited. I'm feeling very happy.
We've worked incredibly hard for 2 years to get the school up and running, and by the grace of God, finally, we've managed to do it.
What you guys did by coming to the school is to take an opportunity.
It's a great way for me to start over, make new friends.
We've got the right financial model, we've got the right educational model, we've got the right approach to mentorship. So it's the right problem statement, tackled by the right solution. And that's also why our school is full on day one.
I've looked at the teacher's background and can see that they have a lot of experience in what they're doing and they have a passion in teaching.
It gives me goosebumps to see that there's a need for this.
And to see where it goes in the future will be an incredibly exciting journey.
I think in a few years we're all going to look back with big smiles and amazement to see what we started, and we were there on the very first day.
Inspiring stuff, eh? It makes me wonder what else is sitting in our hearts that God has placed there that we should be dreaming about and reaching out that God is going to do through us sitting here. Well done, Varna and you guys. Maria, one of our very own homegrown. Come on, Maria. Let's welcome her.
So wonderful to have you and your team.
Thank you very much.
With us. Tell us what you do, Kula.
We are a community of believers who really believe in the importance of children and families, and we found that a great, great need out there is to reintegrate kids that are at risk of dropping out back into the school system. So we have field workers that go out every day. We've got a social worker, social auxiliary workers, and we go into the homes and see why kids are not attending school. And we try and address those challenges that prevent them from going to school.
Wonderful. So. I believe you've got a video you want to show us around this?
Yes. This will just give you a little bit more information about what we do. So, and this is some of my team. Yeah.
We started in Paul as an NPO in 2004, and then later expand our services to Stellenbosch. Kula as an organization is very worried about the amount of children that drops out of the school system every year. We have a dream to reach every child from poor and disadvantaged communities to attend school every day. So what we do is we reintegrate those at-risk primary school children back into the school system. We try to create a future filled with hope and expectation, and then uplift these communities through love and education. God is really in it, and that's why we're carrying on with God's vision.
I'm the branch manager of Kula Stellenbosch. We started out quite small, and we have been fortunate to grow quite a bit in the last few years. Now we've got 3 teams that are working in Clutersville and in Klakmits. We're also hoping to grow into working in Ides Valley and in the near future.
Currently, we have 3 programs in Kula. The first program that we use is the reintegration of children back into the school system. That we do by appointing field workers that build relationships with the primary schools, and then they get the referrals of the children that's absent and do home visits, etc.
They encourage the children and the parents to try and get a structure for the children to go back to school. Within that community, there is a lot of struggles with poverty, substance abuse that is taking over, grade 2 kids who are smoking dacha. Education doesn't only encompass schooling, it encompasses the how and what the child is and the vision that they have for themselves and that of the family and the parents. Trying to show them that there is another way, somebody believes in them to find another way.
What we discovered is that we will put the child back into the school system, but after a while the child will drop out again. And then we decided on a second program that we now call the in-school support.
That would work with specifically identified children, the same children every week, and to build relationships with those children. Give them love and kindness that they need from an adult. It's really important to the development of children to really build a trusting relationship with a safe adult.
We help the child with basic foundational level support academically, but our real concern is to let them open up over the psychosocial circumstances that they might be involved in. God really showed us that there's a key. If you ask a child what's happening at the house, what's really going on behind his emotions. The third program that we focus on in Kula is that we believe that a child is not absent for no reason at all. So there must be a primary caregiver involved that helps the child to attend school on a very regular basis.
We invite the primary caregivers of the children that we have reintegrated into the schools to come and just share, to come and help and support one another. It's a very non-judgmental environment. We just provide them with love and care. We try and really share the kingdom and kingdom values with them. As we build a trusting relationship with them, we are afforded with the opportunity to speak into their lives as well in the places that matter.
To become responsible adults and to help motivate the child to go to school on a very regular basis.
Waarvan ek baie gehou het, is die feit dat hulle so hands-on is. Dit beteken hulle beweeg in die skool in. En die feit dat hulle wel 'n taak doen wat nie moontlik is vir ons as onderwysers, wat vir my werklik ware impak het op die skool ten opsigte van die bywoning van die skool.
In Gatsio het ek swanger geraak met Zoe en ek het gedoen dat ek haar weer skool toe gaan nie. Maar Kula het me gejaap die hele proces wat ek gegaan het. En ek wil net dankie sê vir Kula. Ek is nou graad 8 en al meer gekies voor die hokiespan en die aaspan.
Just this morning, field workers went out to do a home visit. They discovered a mother that was disabled, that was actually lying in bed, naked, covered with a blanket, and she's supposed to look after three vulnerable children that's still in primary school. So those things really help us to get up in the morning and to do what we believe God called us to.
Now we can see that most of these learners that were absent used to be, you know, on an absent list. They're in school now.
Kula loves volunteers. I once read an article that says volunteering is the ultimate exercise of democracy.
We really cannot do without the help of volunteers. We would like to be able to extend our services to everyone on our books, which we're not able to do at the moment. We need people who are committed, who really care about children, who have a heart for the kingdom and building the kingdom in the communities.
Volunteering is really about building a better future for the children of South Africa. So all you have to do is just come and say, I'm available, be Jesus' hands and feet, and we will be able to use you. Thank you.
So, so beautiful. Really is stunning. Maria, tell us how you got involved in Kula and why you, what inspires you to be part of Kula and about the organization.
So first of all, I would also just like to take this opportunity to say thank you to NewGen. Not only as a NewGener, I'm so excited about this. It's really a wonderful thing that you're doing, and thank you for your due diligence and for every person who was on the committee who really took this process so seriously and looked at existing organizations out there and really are supporting us. So, and also from the NGO community, it really is, it feels like groundbreaking work that you're doing here. So we really appreciate you guys. Thank you. In answer to your question, obviously it's a good cause to get involved in, and that's why I got involved in Kula. It really is a very big problem, and I think there isn't enough emphasis on it, dropouts. 50% of children in South Africa who start school will not finish it. So that is a lot of children. But apart from that, what attracted me to Kula is that we really are, we're a community of love and action. We like to say that, but we are a community of believers. We are all believers. And that we are a testimony of God's faithfulness in our lives, first of all, what he's done for us and what he's done in our lives, which gives us an unshakable hope that is not dependent on circumstances. So we carry that hope that helps us to do the work. We need that because the circumstances sometimes are overwhelming. But we also try and share that hope with the people that we work with. And because we do for people in their circumstances, we really try and help them and uplift them and do for them practically. But what are we giving them that is of eternal value? Because tomorrow something else could happen to them. And so that kingdom that is unshakable, that Revelation 21 verse 3 and 4 speaks of, and I'm just going to quickly read that if you don't mind. Just speaking of when Jesus will come again and we will be with him. He will dwell with them and they shall be his people, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. And to share with people that kingdom is available to them already now today, and they could just reach out and take it. And it's not dependent on the circumstances that they're in. So that really, as my previous boss used to say, squeals my wheels. It makes me so excited to go to work in the morning to be able to do that. Yeah.
Wonderful. And then just in closing, tell us, if there's people that this is spoken to, how do they get involved? What's the next steps for them?
Okay, yeah. So if you look on your little pamphlet there, I'm not going to go into too much detail. We really would love to meet you, to speak to you. The whole team's going to be there on that side. The greatest need at the moment is for volunteers, as you saw, to work individually, one-to-one with children. If you have an hour or two in the week during the school day that you can come and work consistently with the same child, build relationship with them. We have a great curriculum that was developed by an OT. You'll get good support in that, but just make yourself available. The only thing that I need to say is you need basic level Afrikaans to do that, because we work a lot in Afrikaans communities.
And is something happening this Thursday?
Yes. So this Thursday we have an opportunity for you to come and see what we do. We have a volunteer tour from 9 to 11. But if you're not available during the day, then we can also just arrange to have a meeting with you at some other time. And yeah, lots of prayer support as well. So don't feel you can't get involved if you're not available in the day.
Wonderful.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate
very much.
Maria and the team.
Thanks
so much.
So good to hear from different organizations. We're going to be doing this for the next 2 weeks after this. So we've got 6 organizations that we're profiling this year. And so come along on the next 2 Sundays, and there's going to be different guys that we're going to be speaking to and showing some videos around. A quick shout out to Charles. I know you only slept 4 hours last night finishing off the video content. It's just brilliant. There he is on the camera. Well done, Charles.